This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, this is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're on the dark side. I know the last few days I haven't been in the best of health, I guess, but I'm somewhat back to normal, and I think by over the weekend I'll be, who was that? Be right where I need to be. But let's get started. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to get over to St. Louis, all the crap that's been going on over in St. Louis, but I want to talk about this killing. A man was shot and killed by a St. Louis police officer on Thursday, and the officer was shot in the leg. He got shot in the leg, and another officer came around and shot and killed the perpetrator of the crime, whatever the crime was. We really don't know everything about the crime, but the officer was shot in the leg. Then come another couple officers that came around and shot the perpetrator of the crime. It was one block behind the circus Flora's tent. They're right off of Washington Avenue, and the shooting marks the sixth time a St. Louis police officer shot at someone in 2019. Five of the six were fatal. There were 13 shootings by city officials last year. On Thursday, U.S. Marshals were prepared to arrest the man on a federal weapons charge and parole violation connected to the homicide. St. Louis Police Captain Police Chief John Hayden said at a press conference that the shooting plainclothes officers were working as backup to the marshal's operations. He said the driver was driving with a female in the car when the marshals confronted the man. The man then took off running, and police followed after a sharp chase. The man turned and shot one of the officers, striking him in the upper thigh. Hayden said. He said then another officer shot and killed the man. Police recovered two firearms, a 40 caliber semi-automatic and a loaded 223 AR style pistol. The bag belonging to the suspect and contained a drum magazine with 60 cartridges was also found at the scene. The officer was sent to SSM Health St. Mary University Hospital. He was conscious and talking and headed for surgery. So they said in about 1:15 that afternoon, about 35 people gathered, several who claimed to know the victim, asked police to be followed past the crime scene tape, closer to the shooting scene. When police refused to give them that opportunity, some heated exchange occurred, but they said nothing further went down. You don't have to kill someone, said a visibly distraught woman who identified herself as a dead man's mother. You couldn't shoot him a couple of times. You could have shot him a couple of times. You didn't have to kill him. But I don't think these officers at the time, I think their whole thing was, you know, let's just get the man down. But having said that, I think at the end of the day, it's always better. It's always better if you have to take someone down, to take them down totally, because if you don't, you never know what's going to happen. I know we've got some people on the lines, and we'll get to them momentarily. Who's the second one?
Joe.
I'm trying to get this information. If I can get it, and I don't know if I can. I don't think I can. We may have to just move on with that. But having said that, here's another officer who was shot. And because of him being shot, there's a suspect that is laying there dead. Now, I don't condone, and I know you good people don't condone anyone being killed. If you hurt someone, you need to go to jail. But I don't think anyone deserves to get killed, but at some point in time when it's you or them, then I believe that's the only thing you can do is make it them. So I hope the officer's okay. I hope nothing happens to him, and I hope everything works out for the perpetrator's family. I know it wasn't their fault, but I hope everything works out for them as best that it can. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, hi, Bob. I just turn you on here, and I want to thank you for something.
What's that?
I want to thank you for playing Taps.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I like that song, and I appreciate playing it, and I appreciate people listening that want to hear it.
Well, here's what prompted me to call. I'm sitting in Jefferson Barracks Cemetery at this moment.
Uh-huh.
And as I pulled in, I was coming to visit my mom and dad's grave. My dad was a World War II vet.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get a chance to come down yesterday. I wanted to come down for the D-Day thing, but I was watching that on TV. So I came down today to honor my mom and dad who sacrificed. And as I was standing at their headstone, I heard Taps because there was a funeral going on, or a service going on, and I heard it in the distance. And then after that was over, I got back in my truck, and all of a sudden I turned you on, and Taps was being played. And I just thought, you know, that I hear it every day, but I don't always honor it. And then as I'm sitting in Jefferson Barracks, you played it. So I appreciate it even more.
Well, you know what, Dennis, I sincerely appreciate that. I know we all have rough times, and I know we all have family members who have passed, and I know at some point in time I'll go, you'll go, everybody will go. But I think when we're at the cemetery and we hear Taps, I think it just brings out the best in us to know that we're standing there with someone who was no longer with us, but who played a vital part in making our country great again. What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking out over the cemetery, and not only my dad, but I take a ride through, and I look at the headstones.
Right.
I look at when they're born, when they died, what their rank and service was.
Sure.
And it's amazing to see World War I, World War II, Korea, just everything. It's, you know, for people that haven't been here, it's something to see. I was here recently for the Navy SEALs service.
Uh-huh.
His dad's a friend of mine, and that was Scotty Wirtz back in, the SEAL that got killed in Syria.
Right.
And talk about a service. Holy moly, that Navy SEAL service is something to see. And so, all, and I've got friends buried here and friends' fathers buried here. And so it's not just my dad, it's everybody. And,
right.
And when you see the headstones, take a minute, look at those headstones and see what they did, how young they were, how long they lived. And it's just, it doesn't matter. It's their service, and it needs to be honored. And I thank you for doing the taps.
You know what, Dennis, thank you very much. And you have a good weekend. I play the taps every day, and I do it for all of our brave, proud military heroes that have passed on. And it's amazing how sometimes people don't really understand the significance of playing taps. But I think if you go to the cemetery and really understand its meaning, I think it's a lot better. And I think people at the end of that time will know why taps were played and why it's such a great, great song. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, man. I got two topics. How you doing? I'm a proud Black American.
Oh, okay.
I love this country. Damn, I'm a proud nigga. I'm going to get a shirt to say I'm a proud nigga, and I'm going to walk around down at the parade they have on the switch. Not that.
Okay. Okay, Joe. What can I do for you, buddy?
All right. Hey, man, what is that hit piece they got out of you on the postal dispatch? Said that your LCC records.
That's been 12 or that's been over 8 years ago, and that's going to play out, but it's going to take another couple of years. There's not anything to that. There's not going to be anything to it. So at this point, there's no sense.
Well,
even,
I got your back, man.
Okay.
And yeah, one last thing. They got a video of Rocka Flocka going to the.
Got a picture of him because he was just recently. He was just recently had a birthday. He was 33 years old. That was the picture. There wasn't nothing to do with him.
What is the picture? What is he doing? What is he gesturing in the picture?
He's doing something with his people on his 33rd wedding or 33rd anniversary.
Let me tell you how society's going. Society put these niggas out there like Jay-Z, Steve Harvey. You know Jay-Z's a known thug and drug dealer.
No, I didn't.
He says it in his rap.
Yeah,
there's an interview with him and Oprah did, and this nigga came out and said that he used to sell cocaine.
Is he the first billionaire Black man?
That nigga's a billionaire because he owns you heard of Spotify? Spotify?
Uh-huh.
You heard of his internet, the radio services.
Uh-huh.
And then he's a billionaire. Is he big? Can he liquidate all that nigga stuff that he got? Does he have $1 billion in gold or in currency that he actually can show?
No, he doesn't.
Probably just a fake billionaire on paper. He's a billionaire because of all that nigga rap stuff that he be talking about.
And you know what? You could be right about that. Joe, you could be right.
Now, let me ask you something. A white entertainer Jew billionaire versus a nigga billionaire, what is the difference?
I don't think there is a difference.
Now, the difference is the Jew got the connection. The Jew know what liquid assets is. That nigga, he probably doing that because he's snitching on this other nigga.
Yeah, well, see, you know what? If that's your thought, Joe, you keep it. But to me, If a white person's a billionaire and a Black person's a billionaire, they're both the same. They're both billionaires. It's not how they've made their money. It's the color on the inside.
I'm just saying that. I don't know. Man, you got to show me that you're a billionaire. Show me your money. Go to the bank and show me where your money's at in your personal vault at the bank.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I don't think there's a lot of white people that can do that either, Joe. So, you know, I can't argue either way on that. I can't argue.
Well, you don't need the Klan anymore in this society because the niggas are lynching and killing one another.
Well, you're right. You know, the proud whites and the proud Blacks, I hope, are coming together to get rid of the niggers, to get rid of the crackers, to get rid of the hunkies. And I don't mean to literally destroy them, but put them in their place so they'll know where they're supposed to be at, and so everybody can finally, at some point in time, come together and do it the right way. What's your thought?
How do you think this is going to happen? When is it going to happen? How, when, and what?
You know what, Joe? I don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but I just believe that at some point in time in the near future, maybe 5-10 years, maybe even sooner, that the proud white and proud black are going to come together and they're going to say, hey, enough's enough. And when they say that, that's when everybody, the proud white, the proud black, the proud men, the proud women, the proud Democrats, and the proud Republicans will all come together and they'll make sure that the crackers and the hunkies and the niggers come on board.
Who's going to be the leader?
I have no idea, Joe. I have no idea who's going to lead this group. But it's,
why don't war, oh, the organizations that you got going on, why don't you initiate that?
Well, you know what? We may end up doing that in the near future, Joe, because there's a lot of things going on in my world, a lot of good things going on, and I think at some point in time, we may be the first to start it, and hopefully it'll catch on nationwide. We're not quite ready to go there yet, and I know there's other groups out there that are pretty close to going, so maybe we can all come together as one, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, and put something together to put these niggers and crackers and hunkies in their places.
Now, when you say niggers and crackers, are you talking about a system or individuals?
I'm talking about individuals. There's a lot of niggers, there's a lot of crackers, there's a lot of hunkies. There's enough blame in that game to go around for both races. And I say at some point in time that we're all going to have to come together, the proud white and proud black, and do some, no violence, but do something about it to get them back on track.
Hey, why don't you start with them niggas that you was teaching when you was in college? You was a college professor. Why don't you just give them like a reading contest? Have them to read the preamble or the Constitution, you know, in front of a loud crowd. You can do that?
Now, here, let me tell you what, Joe, and I'm going to have to let you go. No, I don't want to do that because, Joe, when I taught at college, you know, I taught to try to get these guys to know what was good, what was bad, what was right, and what was wrong. What was right and what was wrong. Well, you know, it's amazing, people, whenever you try to do things right, and sometimes it really doesn't work out. But, as far as us trying to get together, I've got a group. There's other groups that are going, too, that I think at some point in time we may come together. We may come together and be as one to try to get the crackers, the hunkies, and the niggers to get them off their game so they can come down and be with the majority of us, the decent whites, the decent blacks, and we can all come together. But until that time comes, and I don't know when it's going to come, it's going to come at some point in time, and when it does, I think there's going to be a day for everybody to say, now it's time that we all stick together. I want to go up to West Point, New York. Had a vehicle that was loaded with West Point cadets for summer training. They had a wreck, killing one and injuring several others. According to the U.S. Military Academy, there were vehicles operated by two soldiers overturned at 6:45 a.m. and was headed for some kind of summer training. It says one person died, and it says Williams said none of the injuries were life-threatening. Injuries included broken arms and facial abrasions, an official from the hospital at West Point said. It is not common for these vehicles to turn over. It is very rough terrain. It says helicopter footage from WNBC showed a truck flipped over in a wooded area. The investigation continued, Williams said. Doesn't show the details on how the accident actually happened. Officials had notified relatives and did not release the identity of the only one who died. President Trump tweeted on Thursday that we're sorry for hearing about the terrible accident involving our great West Point cadets. Our mourning and prayers go out to everyone in our prayers for the injuries. God bless them all. Classes ended at West Point last month, but the summer run summer military training exercises for cadets in the highly wooded military hills outside the main gate. The rollover occurred on a fire break road as the vehicle was leaving Camp Natural Bridge, which trainees lived during the operation. One of the gentlemen said, you know, and it's a shame when you get in that position and somebody ends up getting killed. People end up getting hurt. You know, they had broken arms, broken legs. Other than the dead person, everybody was in fairly good shape. But I just hope that at some point in time, they can do something about a lot of these deaths, not just on the grounds of all the military academies, but all throughout this great country for any and all people. I got here too that it's the city to step up training after reports of racial post. The city will require all 7,200 of its civil service employees to get additional training on discrimination, harassment, and social media events following the report of racist, anti-violent, and anti-Muslim Facebook posts by some police officers. Now they're saying that all these police officers were white, and it said that they were all wrong and that they should be fired. One of the guys said that he was concerned about the very atrocious, negative type of posting by some police officers here and in other parts of the country in a report by the Philadelphia-based Plainview Project. The Plainview official said 22 Facebook accounts were objectively posted in the group study with ties to current St. Louis police officers, and 22 are police officers, and another 21 are ex-police officers. It says that Frank said that another change in his office would follow monitoring with a refresher course requiring individuals to leaving it up to an individual agencies to see if anything was wrong. The policy also says employees shouldn't post content that threaten violence. Now, I've read most of those contents, and I don't think they actually create violence. I think they're a little disturbing, but I think we all have the right to be disturbing if we want. But it says here, Frank said several city workers have been punished for violating relations related to social media policy, including a handful of police officers. In a statement Wednesday, city attorney Kimberly M. Garner said she and her team will assess the Plainview Project report to determine potential biases on which has influenced how police officers carry out their jobs of service the people of the city of St. Louis in criminal cases. After finishing her review, she said her office will determine appropriate measures to protect the public. Public confidence in law enforcement is essential to the law enforcement's ability to reduce violent crimes, Garner's statement said at the end. Now, I don't know. I don't think Kim Gardner knows everything that's going on. And I don't think anybody knows everything that's going on. But I think at this point in time, if she's got all the facts together, I would say maybe she could run with them. But to me, she's only got the facts together by the black end of the law enforcement in the city of St. Louis. She doesn't have the total organizational recommendations by both sides. And I say because of this, maybe she shouldn't be so hasty to understand what's really going on. Now, it's a little hypocritical. It's a little hypocritical that it has to be this way. But I honestly think at the end of the day, that everybody's going to have to be responsible. Can you give me the name? Let's take one more call before we go to break. Go ahead, Sebastian. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Can you hear me now?
Sebastian, are you there? Let's go ahead to break. Maybe he can call back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ at the end. The end. No. The end, all the way up. My voice at the end. At the end. No, not there. At the end. The last three at the end. No. The last three at the end of the line. No, put the other one up. The last three, the three things. No, 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 no. Past it, past it. No, no, not that one. Past it, all the way. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was spiced, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. People, as always, we're not going to take any more. That's the proud white and proud black of this country. We're not going to take it anymore. You know, we're talking about racial issues, and we'll continue as time goes on to talk about racial issues. We'll talk about any issues that come to mind that you people are interested in talking about. You know, we talked yesterday about some of the problems with law enforcement and we'll continue as time goes on to talk about other problems, be it racial, be it about different groups, because we don't care. We here at Insane Broadcasting really, really don't give a damn. But I see here where the president of the St. Louis Ethical Society for Police, they're demanding, their female sergeant, is demanding that police officers be fired after the Plainview Project gave its review on social media post by members of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. These officers should be fired, said Sergeant Heather Taylor. She's a president of the Ethical Society of Police that advocates for equality in police work. The posts were racist, vile, and steeped in violent ideology. Many of the officers posted demonstrated views similar, she said, to white nationalists and the Ku Klux Klan. The thought process has no business with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. The officers involved have clearly shown that they can't and won't serve the community that they're supposed to serve. The action, she says, no action has been accepted other than getting this together. The action the department has taken was to launch an internal investigation by its internal affairs division. Mayor Crewson and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department provided statements to that effect, but did not consent to interview the American. That's the paper that this was in. The posts are disturbing and unacceptable. We expect professionalism out of every city employee, Mayor Crewson said. No exceptions. Last year, the city adopted a social media policy to ensure accountability and to leave no doubt that such posts are unacceptable. Now, you know, it's been a long haul for the police officers. It's been a long haul for the St. Louis Ethical Society for Police. And it's amazing. It's amazing how things are really going. Now there's some black state representatives and black senators that are saying that these people should all be fired on the spot. Then you've got the white side that said they may be a little racially motivated, but they're not racist by any means. And it's just going to be a point in time whenever they find out what's what. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Come on, Mom, a veteran of the Korean War. I'm going to thank you for honoring us veterans.
Wait a minute, Paul. Your name's not Paul. Pull it down. Your name's not Paul, and he's a complete idiot. It's understandable that some of these ignorant bastards get on the air, but when they start their crazy crap, I think that's when it's time to just let it go by the wayside. As you guys all know, that we're dealing with this situation over in St. Louis. We're dealing with it the best way we can. But they're saying now that in the North Sider paper, that's the other nigger piece of propaganda, that the scandal is really out of line, which I and other people don't believe it is. But they say the revelations come as St. Louis Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards says that all members of the St. Louis Municipal Police Department will begin sensitivity training starting next week as a result of the Facebook post about racism, bigotry, and violent images and statement. The police department also said it launched an investigation into the officers involved. At the same time, the Ethical Society for Police, the African-American group, has made complaints against 13 officers, and they'd like to have something done. And again, to me, that on its face is racist, and I don't know what, if anything, can be done, but if it can be, I would hope on either side that they would do something about it. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I'd just like to say, if they're going to do an investigation on this Facebook issue, they need to have somebody outside the department do it. Look at the other investigations that the St. Louis City Police Department has conducted, ticket scandal, the towing issue. None of the higher-ups of the connected people were ever prosecuted for that or reprimanded. It was all the low-hanging fruit that they go after. It'll be the same thing with this. They need to publish the names. They need to let everyone know where the investigation is at and if they've initiated one, because you know there's some minorities in there, Bob. They've got some minority names in there, and you'll never hear about them. They've probably got some colonels in there and some majors. You'll never hear about them. Some colonels' kids on the department. You'll never hear about them. If they're going to do this, they need to do it fair and impartial and do it from out outside the department.
Yeah, you know what? I half-assed, Steve. I half-assed agree with you. I think at some point in time, we're all going to have to come together as proud white and proud black and do something to stop all this corruption. And there's corruption both on the white side of law enforcement and also on the black side. So don't you think that at some point in time, we all need to come together and do what's right for our community?
Definitely. We definitely do. I just don't think the city police department's capable of handling an investigation. And this Heather Taylor, I mean, she's about 6 foot tall. You need to see her try to get in this Camaro she bought at one time. It took her 15 minutes to get her fat butt in there.
Is she a big lady, Steve?
Yeah. What was that again, Bob?
Is she a big lady?
Yes, she's a big one. She's probably about 240 pounds, maybe a little bit heavier, probably about 6 foot tall. Try putting that inside a little bitty Camaro.
And that's what she bought was a Camaro.
Last I saw, driving around a Camaro.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't know how to even to address that, Steve. I don't even know how to address a situation where she's that big. Driving into a smaller car, do you?
No, Bob, she just got a complex.
Okay, well, Steve, I sincerely appreciate the call. If you ever have any more information, as always, don't ever, ever hesitate to not to give me a call, buddy.
And let us know what it takes to keep you on the air or send your signal out even stronger.
Steve, we will do that. We thank you very much for all you and the good people at St. Louis and all throughout the surrounding area. You cannot believe the people that we have everywhere. We have listeners all throughout this country, listeners in every state in this country, and all throughout the foreign. There's foreign listeners all throughout Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, and it's amazing the people at all over the world that listen to my show. And I know it's not about to keep this crap straight.
You're the only one that's getting the message out, Bob. Everyone else is too scared. They're beating all the other white people down. They're either running for some public office or trying to keep what they've got, and they don't want to say a word. You're the only one, Bob. You need to be syndicated. You need to go out nationwide.
Well, you know what, though, Steve? At some point in time, we may just do that. We've talked to some people, and it's getting pretty interesting, but we will let everybody know when the time comes what we're going to do. And again, I appreciate your call, and Steve, you call back anytime you desire.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you have a good one. It's really amazing. It's really amazing how people will come up to me day in and day out and tell me you ought to go nationwide, and we may end up going nationwide. There's people talking to us about going nationwide. At this point, this next week or so, I just want to get my strength back. But at some point in time, we may do that, because we've never really decided what the best direction to go. But with people calling all the time, all the calls I get off the air, I get calls and calls and calls off the air, people that don't want to talk on the air, and they say the same thing. So I think at some point in time, it may come to some kind of syndication, but if and when it does, you good people will know, because I'm not in it for Bob Romanek. I'm in it for all of us. I'm in it. All I am at the end of the day is a messenger. I'm no more than a messenger. We're all in this game, the proud white, the proud black, the proud everybody. We're all in this game together. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and when we do, we will finish up with whatever the hell we want to finish up with. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio. I don't know what happened. At the end there, I think they cut off the sound a little bit too quick, but that's okay. We're going to take one more call now. I've got Kevin Slayton here. Don't have a caller? With me, as always, it's an honor and a privilege. It's an honor and a privilege to have him, our good friend, the sports director of KQQZ 1190 AM and also the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Our good friend, Mr. Slayton. How you doing today, Kevin?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Well, everybody's not concerned about you.
Yeah, well, I'm still a little under the weather, but I'm feeling a lot. Tuesday, I was really bad. Wednesday, I was a little bad. Yesterday, I thought I picked up a little bit, and today, hopefully, after today, it'll pick up over the weekend, and Monday, I'll be back hopefully be back to normal, but I'm feeling a lot better.
You went to the doctor and got your antibiotics.
Yeah, I'm all set. I'm all set, ready to go. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, there's this little hockey team known as the Blues that are lighting the town on fire.
Well, that's true.
And then downtown St. Louis is going to be one crazy place come Sunday. I have a friend of mine who has season tickets, so he has tickets to the game. He said he's going to church at 10:15 Sunday morning, going right down to the game. It starts at 7 o'clock Sunday night.
You're kidding
me. But it's going to be that crowd. There'll be 20,000 people outside of the building and 20,000 inside.
Is that what it takes inside, about 20,000?
20,000, yeah. It's going to be nuts. Right now, Bob, standing room only tickets are going for $2,000 apiece.
What are the big box seats going for?
Just depends on where you're sitting, but some of them I've seen online. I don't know if this is what they're asking just to see if they'll get it or not, but I've seen 10 grand a ticket.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I think they'll get 10 grand a ticket.
I tell you, I'd sell mine if I had them for 10 grand a ticket.
Oh, you mean if you had the ticket, you'd sell
them? Oh, yeah, because I'd turn around and buy a couple of them for 2,000.
Yeah, yeah. I would sell my ticket probably for half of that.
I saw a post from a friend of my son's, and he said he's looking for two tickets, and then my son had responded. He's seen $5,000 and $6,000 tickets. And he said, but that's in the upper bowl.
Oh, you're
so
kidding
why
me.
Not sit in the lower bowl if you want to, and just spend $7,000 a ticket?
Yeah.
And I wrote, or go on a European vacation.
I think that's even better. No, yeah. I have to agree with you. So
I mean, I can't justify that. It's still a hockey game.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. What's going on in the baseball world?
Cardinals are in Chicago playing the Cubs in Wrigley this weekend. So it's another exciting weekend for St. Louis sports. Last weekend we had the same thing. The Cubs were here. And the Blues were playing, and now the Cubs are there, and we're playing them. Not we, but the Cardinals. And then we have in this city the first time ever in the history of the team that the Blues could win the Stanley Cup by winning one game.
Yeah, well, there's only two games left, so it's either going to be them.
Maybe one. Hopefully, for Blues fans, hopefully one, because you don't want to go back to Boston.
Yeah, the Bruins. I don't think they're half as good as they started out to be with all their injuries. Do you?
They've got injuries, and the Blues have beaten them up. And the Blues, when you play the Blues for five or six games, it takes a toll because they will hit you. And that's the thing I like about them. They're very resilient, and they have a short memory.
The Blues.
The Blues. They have a short memory. You know, they've had some breaks go against them. Now they've had some breaks go their way. Last night they had a huge break go their way.
Yeah, that you know, and I'm with you. I listened to your show this morning. I thought that the Blues were wrong, and I thought that was a penalty.
No doubt.
In reference to them. Why did no one call it, I wonder?
These referees in this league are so bad, and they're terrible both ways. Of course, these whining Blues fans, you know, anytime a Blues guy hits somebody, it's a clean play, and anytime a Bruin hits them, it's a dirty play and should be a penalty. But the Blues player, Bozak, clearly tripped the Bruins player. It was clear, but these referees miss it. Just like they missed the hand pass from the San Jose player against the Blues earlier in the playoffs. I don't know how they miss this stuff. It's wide open. It's right out in front of you. I don't know how you miss it.
Yeah, it's amazing, but I saw that too, and it's amazing how something's not done when they see all this crap.
It's amazing. It really is. Somebody in Toronto, which is where they go for the replay, should be saying to them, hey, come here. You know, here's what happened, and if you didn't see it, you shouldn't be working these games.
Well, but under any cost, they didn't do anything about it. In a call like that, could they have done something about it?
According to the rules, no. It's a judgment call by the referee on the ice. See, they have four officials on the ice. Two of them are referees, two are linesmen, but only the referees can call penalties. Which is stupid. You might as well give the other two guys the same authority.
If two are going to do it,
you're going to have four on the ice. Let them call things.
Let them all call things, but they're just letting two call it.
Yeah,
right?
And so it's really been. But the Boston coach is whining like a little baby too. He's in my opinion, he's now caused a distraction.
Yeah.
For his team, and that's all they're going to be questioned about when they have to They have a game to get ready for. They're going to be eliminated, as opposed to the way the Blues coach Craig Berube handled the hand pass. He went in the locker room, and the first thing he told his players was, I don't want to hear a word about it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's done. We're moving on to the next game.
Listen, we got to go. It's time to go. We want to thank our sports director and star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. Kevin, we will see you again on Monday at 7 in the morning. What do you think?
I will be there, and hopefully I'll be talking about a Blues championship.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about whatever else comes up. It's time to go. So people, let's understand that together, we can do something about all this egregious crap that's going on. We can take the crackers, we can take the hunkies, we can take the niggers, we can put them in a group, and we can explain to them, and once we explain to them, we can set them down and give them the proper education to make them part of all of us. So in the meantime, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. That's men, women, black, white, Democrats and Republicans, because there's some bad ones out there of every race and gender. Let's get them all together and show them what day it is. And again, nothing politically. Never nothing politically. We don't need to get to them politically. We need to beat them at the polls. We need to beat them every election. We need to beat them down before they destroy us. So let's beat them today and every day. Nothing politically. Let's beat them right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
the Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.